The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The president has made a very serious accusation. He has said everybody who believes in showing an ID before you vote is a racist. Not an honest disagreement. You are a racist.
Biden is to healing what a surgeon's dirty scalpel is to a patient, which is the point. Unification isn't the goal. Conflict is.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It feels like the Biden administration is sort of imploding. Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be in charge of the border crisis, hasn't visited the border yet. And she's doubled down. She has no plans to go visit the border. She's off in Chicago and getting cakes and cupcakes and snacks. Hadn't gone near the border. Have you seen the Alex Jones video? Probably not. He's deplatformed everywhere, but I saw it. It went viral. He and his cameraman were at a border town. They witnessed some guy shoving a bunch of little kids in the back of a car. And the guy had staff on his shirt. And he was supposedly working with some Catholic charity. No seat, no restraints, no child, what do you call those child seats in the back? Just threw these kids in the back. That's against Texas law. And there's Alex Jones bellowing, a big beefy guy. He's like blocking the car, like Superman, pushing the car back. And meanwhile, today's the day we're supposed to hear that President Biden is going to announce his executive action on gun control. He is expected to detail several initiatives to be achieved through a mix of executive and legislative action, officials told reporters. Biden's going to call on the Department of Justice to issue proposed rules to stop what he calls the proliferation of so-called ghost guns. Those are the guns referred to kits that allow the recipient to assemble the firearm using provided parts. These are difficult to track, and they don't have serial numbers. I wonder how many people have used ghost guns in these awful mass killings we've seen in America. Maybe a lot. I don't know. We'll find out. The Justice Department will be given 60 days to issue a separate rule on stabilizing braces. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't heard that stabilizing braces is a real key component in mass shootings. But evidently, the stabilizing braces can turn a pistol into a more accurate weapon that fires like a rifle. Okay. 60 days will be given to the Justice Department to develop model red flag legislation. Red flag legislation. That would allow friends and family members to identify an individual as a potential danger, thereby temporarily preventing the person from accessing a firearm. Wow. So when there's a contentious divorce and the husband is a legal firearm owner and the wife is mad and the husband's mad and they go through a nasty divorce, she gets to call the authorities and say, My husband, he's a bad guy. He's got a gun. What are you going to do about that gun? Uh-oh, red flag, red flag. And the guy, maybe they guy they take his gun. Here's the doozy of all doozies. Biden is expected to nominate David Chipman to be the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. You know, it's called ATF. Well, David Chipman is an anti-gun activist. Wow. That's clever. Get a gun control advocate to head up ATF. How about that? How about that? Here's Jen Psaki. Here's Miss Circleback. That's not on gun control. Jen Psaki talking about Kamala Harris not going to the border, which is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. But this gun control thing is a really big deal. There's a lot of big deals going on. There's so much to cover, and I'm so glad you're with us. It's a Thursday, April the 8th. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How about the vaccine passports? Now that some of us, many of us, have gotten vaccines, will there be a requirement for a vaccine passport? A lot of high-profile people think it's a great idea. I give you Sonny Hostin, one of the hosts of The View on ABC TV.
I think what's interesting is that, you know, there are Republicans that are saying that this is a radical idea, and it's just not a radical idea. It's not novel. It's not new. I mean, anyone that has children in school know that in order for your kids to go to school, you have to show proof of vaccine. I've traveled internationally, and I know all of you have traveled internationally. You have to show certain proof of vaccination. I recall that there is a yellow fever passport that you have to show in certain destinations. Because international travel already requires vaccination proof. I think what is odd is that this is against public support, right? You have 63% of adults supporting making digital vaccination certification available, while 46% would be in favor of requiring vaccinated people to carry them. So I think what this is really about is that you have 49% of GOP men saying that they won't get vaccinated.
Well, she throws around a bunch of statistics. I noticed that she sort of slipped in that it sounds like a majority of people do not believe in a vaccine passport being required to carry. She said 46%, right? But then she said that there is a majority of people who are in favor of making the vaccine passport available. Well, that makes sense. I think a lot of people are going to say, all right, that's fine. You want to have a vaccine passport system? Have a vaccine passport system. Just don't require that I carry it. That's what she admitted to. That's what Sonny Hostin just said. And she said there's a majority of America, or almost, I guess what she said was 49% of Republican men won't get the vaccine. Listen, every Republican man I know is either getting the vaccine or has already gotten it. So maybe those pollsters run in different circles than I do. Maybe you're not going to get the vaccine. I believe in getting the vaccine, and all I know is I've been laid up with some abdominal pain for about 4 weeks. So I don't know, 3 weeks. We figured it out. It was 3 weeks. When did it start? Eric, do you remember the date that I started experiencing? Because you figured it out, right, when we got the home studio set up? You gave me a date. So March the 28th, and I got the vaccine on March, I think it was the 11th. So, and all I know, I'm not trying to scare anybody. My stupid abdominal problems that I've been, and this is lower abdomen and the groin. I'll be real blunt with you. And I'm propped up here in the studios. I got a footstool. I lay down on breaks. The doctor said, well, maybe we'll go back and get some more MRIs. I've had the MRI. I've had the ultrasound. I've had the CAT scan. They don't really know. I get the sense from my doctors they don't quite understand what's going on. And I raised the idea, the very scary idea with my doctor, could this be a reaction to this Johnson & Johnson vaccine I got? And my doctor, who's always about research, always about data, said to me, Mike, there's not a lot of data that would support that, but I couldn't rule that out. So I don't know. Yeah, that's why this is America, and you get to make choices. And I hope I didn't make a choice that's going to leave me with, you know, belly problems for the rest of my life, because that's not going to be fun. Because it's not a whole lot of fun to try to project. How do I yell at you if my abdomen and my groin is hurting? You know how hard it is to yell at Derek when my belly hurts, or Eric? Can't yell at Anna yet. She's brand new. And I won't yell at Anna ever. Well, don't worry. She just looked at me like, what? Do you yell at me? Is there yelling involved? No, there's not, Anna. I promise. You're doing a great job. When you call 800-655-MIKE, we have a brand new screener. Welcome Anna to the team. And Pavlina is, now she's clear because she sent me a big edibles fruit arrangement for my birthday yesterday. And Derek sent me a Chipotle gift card. Anna brought in cupcakes. What did Eric bring? Oh, Eric didn't get me anything. That's okay. I'm not sure Eric even wished me a happy birthday, come to think of it. But that's all right. I'm not complaining. I'm not whining or anything. I'm not moaning about my health condition. I'm just talking about all the things that we get to talk about here on the Mike Gallagher Show for a Thursday, April 8th, 2021. 800-655-MIKE. We have an open... What do you make of Joe Biden taking executive action to advance gun control in America? What do you make of Kamala Harris not going to the border yet? What do you make of, a vaccine passport being required to do a whole lot of stuff in America? If you resist that, are you a crazy conspiracy theory? Or are you being a good American? 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I hope you join us.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
And I know it's going to be a lovely
You've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, regarding the ghost guns that you just mentioned, it's my understanding that there is a part of the receiver which is always serialized and tracked. So it's not like you can buy a gun and none of it's unknown to some authority somewhere. It's all there. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I wanted to mention about the gun laws that Biden wants to bring in. And here's the difference they're going to make in crime with guns in America. Zero difference. Nothing.
Hey, Mike, I know with President Biden's diminished capacity, he's been, confused lately. But somebody should remind him that executive action does not supersede the United States Constitution.
This is a pretty big deal, what Joe Biden is planning to do. And his nominee... this is reported over the Daily Caller. This guy, David Chipman, claimed in a post on social media that the Branch Davidian members shot down two government helicopters using 50 caliber Barrett rifles. Well, that's not true. None of the aircraft were shot down. The Associated Press says members of the Branch Davidian sect reportedly shot at and damaged helicopters. This is a guy who also, according to the Daily Caller, called to ban the future production and sale to civilians of assault weapons, of assault rifles. Now, so let this sink in. Joe Biden is nominating a gun control activist to run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Holy moly. Joe, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Joe.
Oh, yes. First of all, I owe a debt of gratitude to President Donald James Trump for repealing President Barack Hussein's last executive order on behalf of fixed-income senior citizens everywhere. I like to think I represent second-class citizens for the Second Amendment. I actually sent a letter.
I like that.
To every senator in the United States in 2013 that was titled Handouts for Handguns.
Right. Well, good for you, because that's the kind of activism we're going to need. We're going to need to respond in a big way. Quickly, I'm trying to get as many calls on, Joe, as I can, but I appreciate your thoughts. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy late birthday.
Thank you, Chris. What do you think of what Joe Biden's trying to do?
Well, I'll be honest with you that the Democrats are speaking out both ends. And if showing an ID to vote, which is a constitutional right, is racist, then how racist is it to make me and everyone else show an ID, do a background check, get a fingerprint, and then pay a fee to get a weapon?
Thank you, Chris. More coming up. One open line, 800-655-MIKE.
Mike Gallagher Show.
Look, boycotts are hard. They don't usually work. If these companies pay a price for it, I'm not going to worry about it. But I don't think that's the path to a better future, the boycotts. You know, what's really happening with the CEOs is they're afraid. Because they're afraid if they don't back the woke agenda, they'll be targeted.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
We've got so many great things going on around here. People are signing up left and right for our big Stand With Israel tour. Have you heard about it? When this happens, it's going to be huge. Walking where Jesus walked. I hope you join Dennis Prager and me for a big, big 10-day tour through the land of Israel. Come along with Salem Media Group and our travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's the Israel trip that will profoundly change your life. And there's big news about the tour. You can register now. Worry-free until July the 6th with no cancellation fees, fully refundable. Any of your monies paid will come back July the 6th, all the way up till July 6th. We're going to have a lot better picture, but I don't want you to lose out, because we've already got nearly 500 people signed up. It's going to be a majestic, life-changing experience. The Stand With Israel Tour. To register, just go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519. Come join us in the Holy Land, October 27th. The extent of media corruption just doesn't, it's staggering. And I know we talk about it a lot. I was watching TV last night, just sort of slack-jawed. Did you hear that the medical examiner in Washington, D.C. has released the cause of death of four of the five people who died on January 6th? Brian Sicknick, incidentally, the Capitol police officer, died on January 7th. Still no word on how he died. or what caused him to die. Somehow they can't quite complete that investigation. But they did release the autopsy of the four other individuals who were killed, supposedly. Because there were five killed, right? I mean, the media told us that Trump supporters killed five people. The media told us over and over and over again that the Trump supporters who were rioting killed five people. Don't just take my word for it. There's tape.
Five people, of course, killed in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and it is becoming increasingly clear it could have even been worse.
He's still yet to properly talk about the five killed at the Capitol.
America's not going to forget that five people were killed, including a Capitol right. police officer killed on the grounds that day. It simply happened.
We've seen five people killed at the Capitol. We must hold people accountable no matter what title they hold.
Last night, Chris Cuomo got on the air at, I think, 9 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Eastern. The trouble is, the real cause of death was revealed by around 7 p.m. Eastern. So a full 2 hours before Chris... Well, let's listen to Chris Cuomo's monologue last night. Again, 9 p.m. Eastern.
The embers of the division that sparked the terror attack at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, those embers still burn 3 months later and are now trying to ignite a collective ignorance about what happened on that infamous day and why. Now it's, well, it wasn't really that big a deal. Not enough guns to be an insurrection. Don't know why the FBI called it terror. Well, lawmakers are suing to make sure the truth can never be contaminated by an unjust cause. 10 more lawmakers have added their names to the first civil lawsuit filed to hold Trump legally accountable for the terror that still haunts many of them. In the suit, they each describe how they narrowly escaped the Trump mob that day and could have been killed, like five others who were.
Five others who were. The irony of that clown talking about contaminating the truth and ignorance of facts as he perpetuates a lie. You see, the medical examiner said five people weren't killed at all. The medical examiner, Dr. Francisco Diaz, says that two of the people who died of natural causes because they had cardiovascular disease. The third person, Roseanne Boyland, died by a drug overdose, an accidental drug overdose, acute amphetamine intoxication. And the only person we know who was killed was the Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt. They confirmed that she died by homicide from a gunshot to the left shoulder. And there's Chris Cuomo last night on CNN after the medical examiner's report was announced, again lying and saying Trump supporters killed five people. You heard it with your own ears. I mean, honest to goodness, this is staggering. This is a staggering realization. And a confirmation, it's nothing new. We know they lie to us, but normally they lie to us incrementally. Normally the lies are subtle. Normally the lies are inference, and there's a little bias here. There's this is hitting us over the head by a 2x4. They told us five people were killed by Trump supporters. They told us last night on CNN, after the medical examiner said it isn't true, that virtually nobody was killed by Trump supporters. Nobody was killed by Trump supporters. Chris Cuomo told us five were killed. You think he'll retract tonight? You think he'll apologize? Is anybody going to notice this crap? Because I don't know about you, I'm getting pretty tired of it. Getting real tired of it. I mean, if you're on the left, if you're a Democrat, aren't you disturbed by this? Are you worried that your whole narrative that a raging mob of Trump supporters killed five people has been debunked? Does that bother you? Are you perturbed that Chris Cuomo? You think Chris Cuomo didn't know? Do you know how these TV shows work? Any of them on any of these networks? You think Chris Cuomo sits there in his bedroom doing this TV show? You don't think he has a staff of people? You don't think all these hosts don't have staffs of researchers, associate producers, assistants, editors? They have whole teams of people. Chris Cuomo knew that five people weren't killed, and he said it anyway. The only chance Chris Cuomo would have for any redemption on that lie is that he taped it before the medical examiner released the information. Now, certainly that lie shouldn't have been perpetuated by all the other voices I shared with you until they knew, because they didn't know. And it turned out they were wrong. I don't know that they knew they were wrong. The authorities never told us until yesterday. But now we know. Now we know. Now, again, until we know the cause of death of Officer Sicknick, he died the day after the riots. This is a huge, huge deal. And we ought to be all over this. And I hope the media is. I hope at least the Fox News Channel folks and Gutfeld and all the rest of them are, because it's a horrifying lie, all designed to smear any of us who voted for Donald Trump. Portions of our show are brought to you by Young America's Foundation. You thought things were rough now? You thought things were tough now? It's going to be much worse with the growing hostility from social media giants, liberal tech companies, mainstream media. And a lot of great people are trying to come up with an alternative. There's a big, big announcement coming about a huge social media platform run by conservatives that I think you're going to want to hear about. I also want you to hear about a terrific organization called Young America's Foundation and their new president, Governor Scott Walker's bold new plan to fight back. It's called The Long Game. This bold new plan will fight on every front, from the internet to the university classrooms to the high school and junior highs. The Long Game will invest in our kids for generations to come. It's a national organization committed to ensuring young Americans are inspired by the ideals of our forefathers, like free enterprise, traditional values. Go to yaf.org/longgame, yaf.org/longgame, and download your free copy today.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
A former NFL player apparently shot and killed a well-known doctor, his wife, two grandchildren, and somebody working in the home in Rock Hill, South Carolina, before turning the gun on himself. A horrifying scene. Philip Adams was a player with the Seahawks, the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Jets. He opened fire at the home in Rock Hill late Wednesday afternoon. Killed in the shooting, Dr. Robert Leslie, who was a well-known emergency room advocate and author and physician. His wife Barbara was 69. Two of their grandchildren, 9-year-old Ada Leslie and 5-year-old Noah Leslie, were all killed. A fifth victim, 38-year-old James Lewis, who was working at the home at the time, was also fatally shot. Adams died by suicide, and earlier today we took a call from a listener in Rock Hill listening to us on WRHI, Bobby, who said that he just lived a short proximity to the Leslie home. And what Bobby has heard is that the former NFL player had been given prescription drugs by Dr. Leslie. Dr. Leslie said, according to this caller, and we aren't able to corroborate or verify this, but the caller said that what he has heard is that Dr. Leslie stopped prescribing the drugs, saying that the former player, Philip Adams, needed to seek help, that the prescription medication could no longer be prescribed, and Philip Adams allegedly, in a rage, slaughtered Dr. Leslie and his entire family before committing suicide. A terrible, terrible story out of Rock Hill. Keep it right here on this great radio station for more details about this awful, awful story in Rock Hill. We'll continue this Thursday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I'm glad you're here. 800-655-MIKE. If you'd like to join us, we have an open line for you. 800-655-6453. Are you as angry about this lie about January 6th as I am? Are you as angry about the trolling of people like Chris Cuomo pretending to care about truth, to care about facts, and then repeating the lie that Trump supporters killed five people on January 6th? I got to ask you, right, left, or middle, are you as angry about this as me? 800-655-MIKE.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I'm not really so much mad at, you know, Chris Cuomo spreading all the lies and stuff. I'm more mad at the fact that nobody's holding his feet to the fire, or anybody else for that matter. They keep getting away with it because nobody's doing anything about it.
That's a great point. What in the world, when are we going to start holding people accountable for lying about something like the events of January 6th? I mean, I hear all the time from people who were there on January 6th. They didn't do anything violent. They didn't do anything wrong. They went to hear Trump speak. And they're being lumped together with the idiots who were fighting with cops and spraying mace on them or whatever the heck they were doing and breaking windows and going into the Capitol and walking around. But then that got turned into, well, they killed five people, and they literally did not kill five people. When in the world is there going to be accountability for this kind of crap? A lot of text messages on the MyPillow text line. Mike, they want you tired of it. They want you frustrated, discouraged, depressed. That's their goal. A lot of people believe that the events... So here's somebody, Mike. Sue says the whole January 6th episode was carefully orchestrated to undermine Trump supporters. Just my personal opinion, but I feel many feel this way. I don't doubt that. What do you say about the lack of, is there bombshell reaction to the medical exam? What are they going to say if the medical examiner finally releases the death, the cause of death of Brian Sicknick, and it wasn't related to the riots? I mean, it may have been. I don't know. He got sprayed by something, bear spray, supposedly not non-lethal. Non-lethal, maybe you can have a fatal reaction to it. Or maybe he had heart disease, like the other two did. Sure, he didn't have a drug overdose like the third lady did, and I know it wasn't shot dead like Ashley Babbitt. What are they going to say if nobody died as a result of the riots except Ashley Babbitt, who was killed by a Capitol police officer? My gosh, it makes me so angry I start shaking. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Here's Pat. Hey, Pat, do you share my anger at this revelation that so far as we know, nobody was killed at the riot except the Trump supporter?
Well, of course, any decent person would be just as angry. And, you know, the mention of accountability, there is a way to do it. You know, when there's an identifiable group that's being slandered and libeled, right, and that's happening by people like Chris Cuomo, they can sue. And, you know, there's hardly a libel worse than to accuse them of multiple murders and participating in it. So I would suggest that some of the people who were at the Trump rally sue these people. And that's a way to get the truth out. It's not that it's not coming out. You're trying, and other people. but it can be brought out in court that,
you're right.
You know, these are libels, and we have legal recourse to deal with it.
They're absolutely 100% legitimately smearing people with lies that continue. And Pat, you're so right. I wonder if people at the Trump rally will consider that. I wonder if people, there is no defense of breaking into the Capitol or fighting with officers or tearing down barricades, but there should be no defense to perpetuating a lie that Trump supporters killed five people, because they did not. We will continue to be all over it, I promise. And we will cover the border crisis, the vaccine passport. Keep it right here every day on the Mike Gallagher Show. For all things Team Gallagher, go to MikeOnline.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Thursday. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. God bless America.